U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Vice President of Trade Access Thad Lively was one of the panelists. His comments on the Trans-Pacific Partnership are in this USMEF report.
I personally never thought we'd be in a position to have a trade negotiation that would permit us to bring down our tariffs on product going into Japan. That just felt like something that would never happen. And because of TPP, it has happened. And our government, I think, has done a very good job of negotiating beef access to Japan. We're going to be looking at a market that is already our highest value market. It's got huge potential, upside potential for growth. And that tax that every pound of beef pays going into the market, you drop that from where it is today at 38.5% of the value of the product down to 9% over 15 years, that's going to make a huge difference. And TPP is something that we drove to its conclusion at the negotiating stage. If the other 11 countries realize that this whole thing is going to fall apart with all the political capital they've invested, et cetera, because the United States has an election, that sends the wrong message, I think, out to the world. So, bottom line, we'll be left behind.
Lively was less optimistic about completing negotiations on a trade agreement between the U.S. and the European Union, especially after last month's Brexit vote in the United Kingdom.
From what we're hearing, really, on the hard parts, very little progress has actually been made. The effect of Brexit is that now a lot of the people in the European Commission who have to negotiate these deals, their attention is now going to be turned to how do we unwind this agreement with the UK. So the odds of this happening already were very low, and Brexit, if anything, pushed them a little lower.
For more on the trade panel and other key issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.